Have your Bibles with you. I'm going to ask you to open up to 3 John, that little book of 3 John. Every once in a while, and this happened a couple of times in recent days, but every once in a while, I will get someone who will say to me, what is this faith business in regards to missions? Why should so many people pay to have someone go to a foreign land to be a missionary? Is there any biblical support for that? Folks, I want you to understand that there is some biblical support for that. And one of the things that has just kind of leapt out at me is this little book of 3 John. So we're going to take a quick perusal of this, and we're just going to ask the Lord to open our hearts to the idea of foreign missions. We're going to be having a missions conference coming up in a few months, and I'll tell you, what I would really like us to do is I'd like us to begin now to be earnestly praying for those missionaries that are coming to share. And not only praying for them, but praying for ourselves as well. And asking God even now to begin to prepare our hearts for those who are going to be coming, and to prepare our hearts to do God's will, whatever He might want that to be. And how can He use us in being able to be a part of this ministry that they're going to be involved in. So let's begin by reading, and we're going to go very quickly through the beginning of this. I really want us to begin our focus at verse 5. But let's look at the introduction here. John writes this. He said, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth." Now, of course, by this time in John's life, he's a very old man. And that's why he considers himself the elder. It's not his office of being an elder within the church. It's the fact that he is elderly. Okay? So he's saying, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth." Verse 2. "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was very glad when brethren came and bore witness to your truth," that is, how you are walking in truth. "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." John was very aggressive, even though we see him in his writings as being the very gentle-spirited gospel writer, the gentle-spirited writer of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We see him as a unique individual in writing the Revelation and why God chose him to do that. And yet, when it came to sharing his faith, John was one who was very, very quick to share. Remember early on when Jesus had called the disciples, there were two that were called the sons of thunder. One of them was John. The sons of thunder, that particular reference means that John was one of the ones that came to Jesus when there was some opposition to Jesus' ministry. And he says, "Hey, you want us to call down lightning from heaven? We'll take care of it this way." Now, you go from that aggressiveness to John the Elder and the just not brokenness, I don't mean that, but the gentleness that comes out in his writings. And the many times he says, my little children. And in John's life, as he was nearing the end of his life, you will remember that John was quite sickly at the very end of his life. And the people would gather around in the place where he was staying. There was a balcony, and the people would gather around outside of the place where he was staying every day, and they would cry out, "We would hear from John. We would hear from John." In other words, we want to hear what John has to say to us. And it got so bad at the very close of his life that they would carry him out on a pallet. And one of them would kind of help him struggle up onto one elbow. And he would simply look at the crowd that was there, and in a very feeble voice, he would simply say, "My little children, love one another." And that was the end of his message. And they would carry him back in. The next day, they would gather around. We would hear from John. We would hear from John. "My little children, love one another." It was quite a change from, "Do we call down lightning as one of the sons of thunder?" or, "My little children, love one another." And you see the passion of John in sharing his faith. This Gaius that he is writing to, he calls him his child because he is one of John's converts. John won him to the Lord, and of course, in his travels, John went a lot of different places, and in his travels, he would get word back. You know, boy, that guy Gaius, that guy's on fire. That guy is teaching the truth. That guy is living exactly what God wants him to live. And John, and that's the reference here in verse 4 when he says, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." Gaius was not John's son. Gaius was John's son in the Lord. He had witnessed to him and won him. Verse 5. "Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers. And they bear witness to your love before the church. And you will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God." Now here it comes. "For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men that we may be fellow workers with the truth." You see, as John is speaking, he is blessed by the generosity that Gaius has, and how he is doing that type of thing, and how he is helping them. And because of his acting faithfully and being generous and entertaining individuals, he says, especially when they're strangers, he says, man, that word is traveling about what you're doing. It's traveling throughout the church. And remember, when John is referring to throughout the church, he's not talking Faith Evangelical Church. All right? He's not talking Columbus Community Evangelical Church. He's not talking Corey Church of the Nazarene. He's not talking First United Methodist Church of Corey. He's not talking the Baptist Church of Corey. He is talking the church. Folks, our reputation always goes with us. when we are living faithfully and honoring God, that reputation goes before us. And it goes throughout the church. And that's what John is saying here. And he's saying, look, Gaius, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers, and they bear witness of your love before the church, wherever they go. These ones that are strangers, these ones that come in for a while and then they go out, they're taking your reputation with them. All right? He says, and you do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. Bill, if God in human form were to visit your house, all right, and was ready to go on to the next place, how would you send him?
Good wishes and glad that he had been there.
With good wishes? With good wishes, glad that he had been there, wish that he would stay longer, but with an empty belly. No?
Well, I'd feed him first.
You'd feed him first?
Yeah.
Okay. With good wishes, wish that he would stay longer, feed him first, and kind of a Godspeed type of a thing.
With all my love.
With all your love.
And I'd hope he'd feed me his word.
And you hope he'd feed you his word. All right? Okay. But I have a feeling, it's just a feeling, Bill, that if you had $20 in your wallet and God in human form had nothing, you would say it's yours. You see, that was the spirit of Gaius. That's what he's doing. When these traveling Christians would come by, if Gaius knew them or he didn't know them, boom, his was theirs. And John says, that's the spirit of generosity. That's what your reputation is, Gaius. And when they go to these various areas, it's what they're sharing. You know, when we have missionaries in, when they come in to speak, you know, there's not a one of those missionaries that has a Swiss bank account with millions of dollars in it. Otherwise, they'd be politicians. No, I don't believe you said that, Bill. No, they are not wealthy people. What are they doing? They are going out in faith, trusting that God is going to provide for them. How does God provide for them? Through the Gaiuses of life. That's how. And you see, that very principle was a part of the early church. When the Apostle Paul went around planting churches, of course he would work as a tent maker when he could, but there were times when Paul had absolutely nothing and he was dependent upon the people of the churches to be able to provide his needs. And he talks about that in the book of 2 Corinthians. He talks about how those folks did not withhold anything from him, but they provided for his needs more than once. Folks, when we have missionaries in, we need to pray in advance. God, what would you have me do? And there's an amazing thing about faith giving. And that amazing thing is God provides. You simply become the instrument through whom He flows. That's all. That's all. A generous spirit is going to say, God, whatever you provide, I'll give. Whatever you do, I will follow through on. And when we take out faith pledges, that's what we're doing. We're simply saying to God, it's not a bill every month. All right? That's not what it is. It's not a bill every month. It is a cautious eye to see how God provides, and then we have to be faithful to send that on. If that's a $25 a month pledge, then we're saying, God, I'm trusting you to provide me with $25 a month for me to be able to support this particular missionary. If you do that, God will provide. And He will open up the doors so that you can support that particular missionary. If God places that individual on your heart, on your life, just follow through and watch how God blesses. In that eighth verse, John goes on, he says, therefore, we ought to support such men that we may be fellow workers with the truth. As missionaries go out, and as they pour themselves out in sharing the truth of God with people who don't have the opportunities we have, because we are helping to provide their living, we share in their reward. It's the double blessing thing. We're going to stop there. After all, it is 8 o'clock. I'm not going to keep you till a quarter after. All right? But I would challenge you. Begin now to pray for that missions conference. And as it comes up, let's be amazed at what God does. All right? Would you please stand? We want to close in a word of prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for the example that has been set and recorded by people like Gaius. Lord, help us to be people of a generous spirit, people of a generous heart, people of faithful living in such a way that the reputation goes out in a positive way and encourages others then to become faithful in more and more ways. Now, Lord, I want to thank You again for this group of folks as they've gathered together here tonight. I want to thank You for Your love, for Your grace, for the wonderful testimonies, for the concerns that have been brought, and we lift up every one of them in this bundle and ask You, Lord, again to bless every one of those concerns. And now, Father, I pray for open doors this coming week. Open doors when we can share Your love or show Your love to someone and be able to make a difference in Your kingdom. Lord, flow through us out into this world, and we'll give You thanks and praise, for it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.